Guys are having a breakdown. Bravo breakdowns. These girls are going insane now. Bravo breakdown.
Good morning, students. I'm Lauren.
I'm Michelle.
And we hope you had a great Labor Day weekend. We're getting this to you on Tuesday. Just for you to relax back into work. Back into the grinds, back into the video of Tamra Judge's terrifying CO2 laser treatment, which was on our group chat today. If you haven't checked our Instagram, don't. We warned you. We have a very special guest for the second part of the episode. We have Morgan Matkovic, who is an advocate, an author, a blogger, and a Bravo fan, most importantly of all. So we talk about her advocacy as well as reality TV. Things with equal weight, I think.
In our world.
In our world, yes. We've got a lot of very special guests coming up the next couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. We talked about this Thursday's episode of Real Housewives of Orange County with the Traitors Party with our guest for next week. So you guys will have to wait for that. But spoiler alert, we thought it was a weird episode. We don't get a ton more comprehensive than that. So. You know, you won't have to refer back to your notes on the episode from Thursday. And okay, let's get into it. The lesson today is season 6 of Real Housewives of Orange County, part 1. This is the first 8 episodes. It's a 16 episode arc. It's a short one. Why do you think it was the shorter episode order?
Maybe after Tamra has sex on screen,
they're like too hot.
We can't too hot to handle.
Yeah, we don't want to be sued by our camera operators for sexual harassment.
Yeah, they were like, we can't let this happen with Vicky and Dawn.
No.
So they were like, what we can do is let their marriage fall completely by the wayside and cut the season short.
Yeah. It's definitely either that, or I think that this might have been when next season they might be when they push filming from summer to fall, and then mm-hmm. OC got that
circadian
that
clock
summer, yeah, that oh. circadian clock summer release instead of summer filling summer mm-hmm. filming where it is right now.
Yeah,
the look and feel of summer.
Summer's Eve.
Yes, it's like the OC is a douche for the soul.
Mm.
And that's what I felt when I saw.
Yeah, like you think it's cleansing, but in fact, it's doing so much damage.
It's killing the good bacteria inside of you.
So bad. It's very damaging.
Yeah.
Don't.
Yeah.
Do
internally,
it.
You won't be able to walk straight.
You'll feel so fresh.
You'll feel fresh, but yeah, you will. You can't have sex.
No, you shouldn't.
Without... yeah.
You're forever changed.
You're forever changed.
Yeah.
Okay, so season 6, we have a new housewife. She's not a total flop.
No,
her name is Peggy.
Yeah, I really liked her. I forgot about her though completely.
She's kind of like a Kimberly to me.
She's kind of like a Kimberly. She looks a lot like Cameron Westcott from Dallas.
Ugh. I'm doing an evil eye to protect myself from Cameron
Westcott.
Oh, I
thought you meant like X Factor.
No.
Hollywood.
No, not a fan of the Westcotts. But we are a fan of Peggy Tanis. Weirdly, like there's so many Tammys on OC, there's also a ton of Peggy's, and she's the first.
Mm-hmm.
She is like
rich,
and she claims she's like, I'm not like the other housewives. I'm a Republican. Mm. And we're like, bitch, you know they're all Republicans. But she shoots guns, so that is
she does, and she's
different.
You know, she got a Bentley with her boobs. Or no, she got a Bentley. She got a Bentley. The other ones don't have Bentleys, so.
Yeah. Her she has a husband who looks exactly like Brian Dunkelman, the original host of American Idol.
He does. And he looks like he has first season Dunkelman money. First season of American Idol Dunkelman money.
Yeah, yeah. He's got those Dunkin' Donuts.
He's got the Dunkel. Yeah. Like, they're not all the way rich, but like Yeah, they did get like money from Fox.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. They're not like Housewives Now rich, but like for the OC at the time, coming off of the recession, they've got the bucks.
And she Bravo could like do her boobs and, you know.
So Tamra is freshly post-divorce, but this season she kind of was able to play the fence, like in Vicky versus everyone, like, oh, I'm just friends with everyone except for Simon because he's horrible to me. But now everyone's like, you have to choose. It's Vicky or it's the rest of the girls. It's Vicky or it's Alexis and Gretchen. Mm-hmm. And she, well, she kind of has her choice made for her a little bit. She throws a shopping party where Gretchen comes and gets absolutely hammered.
Yeah.
And I hate this plot so much. But we have to explain it.
I hate it so much because mostly because it's okay. They have it at Eddie's house, right? She has a party at Eddie's house. No one's met Eddie. Eddie is not there. And then Tamara's like, oh, whatever. They don't get to meet my boyfriend yet. Fine, but I'm still going to have it at his house. I guess because she was like in between, like, you know, I look like shit, by the way. I didn't put on makeup and I was like, whatever.
Me neither.
No, but I have like, hello. Hello. We can edit that.
I didn't even notice until.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
But anyway,
I think
she has
her separation agreement is that she can't show the kids on camera.
Well,
so that's
she
why
also has at this party she has that naked guy.
Yeah.
Like who's serving cocktails. Remember he's like half naked. Well, he's just not wearing a shirt. And
she's got a lot of
cameras like, I wish girls would be a little more respectful and kind. And she's like, why are these girls getting drunk and flirting with my bartender? Be a little classy, girls.
Yeah. She's, you know, that's the beauty of Tamara.
You think I'm an evil-eyed bitch? You think I'm an evil-eyed bitch?
Yeah, so
you know,
there's...
She's trying to be classy. That's what Tamara says at her own party where she's yelling at people for not being classy.
Yeah, it's like the second Gretchen says anything passive-aggressive to her, which is like there's like an... it's so stupid, but they talk about it all the time from here on out, so we've got to like bring it up. But like there's like an evil eye hat, and an evil eye is like what you do to ward off evil or witches or whatever. And then Gretchen's like, oh, I need that for Tamra. And Tamra is like, that's when she turns.
Yeah.
She's like,
you think I'm an evil eyed bitch? Is that what you're saying?
It's like so benign compared to stuff that Tamra generally
she's
says.
She's like the Hulk.
Dare you?
Oh, yeah. She's like Greta Thunberg. You have stolen my dreams.
She goes full Greta at Andrew Tate.
How dare you?
How dare you? and then, also, Tamra, she's doing a lot. She's pretty much pushing all the stories in this first half.
You know what? Tamara's so good this season.
She's doing so much.
She said some really heinous things to Gina, but she's really funny this season.
Yeah. And so then Alexis later wants to talk to Tamara about this and is like taking Gretchen's side because she's like, well, you know, she just said like the evil eye thing, but then you like flipped out at her. Can we just like bury this under the rug? And Tamara's like, I'm not gonna bury this. But also this whole conversation, Alexis is picking her teeth and then looking at the food inside of her nails, and the editors leave it in, so I couldn't really pay attention because I was like, girl, not on camera.
Not on Tamara. Alexis is going insane this season.
Yeah. Well, part of it is the addition of Peggy. She and Peggy were kind of friends, and Peggy and Jim went way back.
Mm-hmm.
But now Peggy is like just like, you know, joshing a little the way that, you know, Gretchen did when Alexis joined the cast, where it's like, oh, you guys are very different from the way I knew you, that you're now like super Christian trad wife. Like, they kind of started this whole trad wife thing, by the way. Icons.
They did. Yeah. Kind of. Yeah. Except they weren't like making like, you know, strawberry cakes in the middle of the afternoon.
No. Not Alexis's style.
Not Alexis.
No, definitely she's not picking Alexis. Strawberry cake out of her teeth.
And she's like, respect me. Why won't you respect me? They're
now,
kind of like in
Alexis
like
is mad.
Like Alexis and Peggy kind of are like a little competitive, I'd say. You know, they're like, oh, they have daughters the same age, and Peggy's like, my daughter's doing X, Y, and Z, you know. And then Alexis is like saying the same thing. And I don't know. It's like almost like a Cold War. Like everything feels like a one-upping situation between the two of them. It feels really strange. But then like on the surface, they're like, we go way back and we're really good friends. But they've only hung out like once.
Yeah. But where they do have history is that they is no mystery. It's Alexis's mister. See? I'm so tired. I don't know why I'm rhyming.
I'm going to kill myself.
Peggy used to date Jim, and she also says back in the day, Jim was like a real poon hound who would just like, you know.
Not like now where he's like the strong Christian leader that Alexis is fully in love with.
Right. He was not a family man. He loved pussy. He loved boozing. And Peggy is like not really trying to throw Alexis under the bus. I really think she's kind of innocent in that. She's like, wait, what? Like, you know, you guys don't. He was proud of it then. But, you know, Alexis and Jim are so into their, according to Jim, doctrine.
Yeah.
That and the doctrine anyone who is betrays like, that.
I don't know how to eat an asparagus without you. I don't know how to wipe my own ass without you. May I be excused from the table without you? Like, you know, can I pick my teeth without you? Like, this is what Alexis does when Jim is not around. She picks her teeth. Yes. On camera.
Yeah. Like, if anything, it's like he has a point.
Like, yeah. Like, according to Jim, like, you shouldn't do that, Alexis.
Yeah. Yeah. So
but she
we'll
does not know, but she not as know. Old that it seems in the Belina home this season.
Right. And I think this Cold War will truly explode by the end of the season and be a hot war.
Yeah.
War of the tits.
Did Sputnik explode? They did. Sputnik didn't explode.
Okay. Sputnik 2.
The Challenger did.
The Challenger exploded. That was ours. That one's on
us. We're not going to talk about that one.
We're not going to talk about
that. That's not on us.
Okay. So.
Jason, bleep the stuff about the Challenger.
Yeah. Or just. Keep
Sputnik.
It lifts right out.
It lifts right out.
Okay. So speaking of someone who will never lift right out, who is still the linchpin of the season is Vicky. Vicky is so jealous of Tamara's divorce and that now Tamara gets to fuck and suck and have on-screen simulated sex in a bathtub. And also Tamara is like being courted by like a lesbian named Fernanda as well.
And like Vicky's even jealous of like the very awful things happening in Tamara's divorce. Like Vicky's like, and Simon went to jail?
Yeah. Dawn never goes to jail.
Dawn? Like, it would be so exciting if you weren't home one day because you were in prison.
Yeah.
But no.
You can tell Vicky's in crisis because I regret to inform you, she does have bangs this season.
So bad.
Yeah, which is another sign. This is another curse that people don't talk about enough. Tamara got bangs, two-season player divorce.
When the OC girls get bangs, it's a problem.
Bangs,
when Heather Dubrow got those bangs, she didn't get a divorce, but she just, I think, left the show.
No,
stroke.
That.
She didn't have a stroke. We're having a stroke right now.
No, Terry did have a stroke, though. But
he's
not
fine.
Because of the bangs. He's fine. He's okay.
She bangs.
She bangs. You know who else bangs and loves that Latin flavor is
Tamara.
Vicky and Tamara. Oh. Well, like Vicky, because she's so jealous of and like so still hurt from Tamara joining Team I Hate Vicky last season. She's like, Tamara, if you want me back because I'm so horny inside of my marriage, you must wine me, dine me, and 69 me and take me to Mexico.
Yeah.
So Tamara
like, okay,
does.
I'll take you to Mexico. I may like drink wine. I mean. And Vicky does, like, her Vicky thing, which is work in the car.
Yes. Yep, Vicky is still pulling the I'm too good for this show, coming late to things, working in the car. But then she manages to cut a little loose in Cabo San Lucas.
They drink. They figure out how to take tequila shots.
Yep.
They
woo-hoo.
Drink Long Island iced teas by the pool. Disgusting.
Yeah. Basically, it's like the romantic trip that
Tamara
the type
does
of romantic trip that Vicky doesn't let Dawn go
Tamara
on.
Does a body shot and Vicky's like
what? Yeah, I think is this the first time we see Andalés?
Andalés is not in Cabo.
No, it's Puerto Vallarta.
Puerto Vallarta.
Yeah. So
that's when we're going to have Lauren's bachelorette party. Everyone's invited.
Everyone's invited. Guys, just meet us there. We'll be, we're on our way.
It's not going to ever happen. I mean,
no,
it's
it might happen. I need to get a passport. Oh, mine expired.
Oh, okay. I thought you never had one.
Was no, no. No, I had one once. I had one once. Yeah, Vicky's marriage, she shares with Tamara in Mexico that it's almost completely falling apart because she hates Don and hates how he's like wants to spend time with her. And she's like, I'm busy. And also she's so horny and she.
But she won't leave the office. She's staying at the office until like 1 a.m.
Yeah, it's like she's blowing off steam by spanking her employees, which you can't tell me there's not a psychosexual component to that.
She's like, I'm basically her mother. And I'm very upset with her for leaving work. And she, like, spanks her on camera. And then, like, the girl's like, you're not really going to spank me, right? And Vicky's like, I'm your mom.
Yeah.
She's not her mom. She is her employer. And that's very in slaw.
This is definitely confirmation that this is why the episode order was cut short. They were almost in legal trouble.
They were like, oh, we're treading into, like, Lynn's daughter's drinking on camera. Her five-year-old's drinking on camera.
This is a liability. How horny Vicky is a liability also for her marriage. Also, I do think when I was watching this discussion between Tamara and Vicky in Mexico, I agree, we both had the same thought, which we were like, this is when Brooks got back in touch with Vicky. This is when Brooks was like, leave your husband for me.
Well, because it doesn't seem like Don's doing anything really egregious.
No.
Like, I think he's... You know, it happens later in the season, but like Vicky just hates him. She just hates him. It's like she's at a wine tasting in one scene with Peggy and Tamara. And they're like, Don was so funny the other night. And then they're like, yeah, Don was so funny. And then Vicky's like, I want to leave now. Everything's perfect.
I think she can go. I think she saw, like, Tamara, you know, being happy. She wasn't fired for getting a divorce. Like, now she's, you know, having sex, like, 12 times a day
for
or whatever.
For 5 hours, she's getting like, dicked down in hot tubs for the cameras.
And Vicky is so titillated by this. Like, to me, that sounds like such a nightmare. Like, 5 hours.
Oh, my God. I was worried about her getting a UTI the whole time.
Oh, she definitely. Well,
the whole time?
The whole time you were. Whenever you fall in love, you do get a UTI.
Yeah, I have one right now, and I'm not even in love. No, I just get them. I just get them so easy.
Yeah, you're prone.
Yeah, I need Summer's Eve.
Yeah,
that's not from the
Summer's Eve. That'll do you right.
That'll like clean me right out. Get all the bacteria out.
Yeah. So then they get back from Mexico. Peggy also throws a fancy dinner party from a celebrity chef, but her and her husband didn't realize they'd be eating Mexican food. And
by the way, okay, this is an actually very famous chef. Like, she's been on Top
Chef.
How did
she not know? Yeah.
She's a very famous chef. Yeah, she's like one of the most revered Mexican chefs. I mean, she's not Mexican, actually, but like does like the most like revered like Mexican food, like, in the country. Like, I think her restaurant's one of the still voted like one of the top 5 Mexican restaurants in like the country. I'm like, how do these people not fucking know? Like,
and like Mexican food, it's also like often very nice restaurants.
Yeah, their presentation, they're just like, well, can we get some things like a steakhouse? And they're like, well, we're giving you steak. And he's like, nah.
Yeah, Dunkelman is like
Dunkelman now. Dunkelman smash.
The dinner hosted by Peggy and her Ed Hardy, Brian Dunkelman husband goes down with a million issues. Slade doesn't show up because we are now like into the, we're not going to talk about Slade and Gretchen, very much eras, until they do things that are interesting because it's the same old script.
Yeah.
He wants to get married. I don't want to get married. It's actually bullshit. You guys aren't getting married because then you'd have to pay his child support thing.
Yeah. But this is like in the press during this.
Yes.
Dinner.
It's in the OC Register. Guys, check it out. Underrated tabloid. But yeah, so he is, he recently got dinged for not paying his child support on his one healthy child and his other child dying of a brain tumor. And that is the real reason they aren't getting married. Jim doesn't show up because he can't be seen at like a, you know, a place where someone has a real job and real money, where someone has a steady gig as the first host of American Idol, who, discovered
we should say that Peggy is not actually married to Brian Dunkelman.
He looks so, he might as well be him, though.
He might as well be the Dunkster.
We'll do a side by side in the video.
But yeah, or we could just do a picture of Brian Dunkelman. I mean, no one's going to care.
Who cares? Who cares?
No, oh God. Yeah, no, it's like a, it's a crazy dinner because,
yeah,
you know what I noticed? They don't have a pool in that backyard. Gross.
Yeah. This should have gone above ground. That's what I say. Alexis has a meltdown because Jim isn't there. So she's like kind of malfunctioning, like, you know.
I drink Red Bull? Do I get coffee? Do I kill myself? Do I talk to my friends?
Yeah.
And so what she ends up doing is calling and texting her husband the whole dinner and then sobbing in the bathroom with Gretchen, who is like, what's wrong? My boyfriend doesn't, you know, go with me everywhere. Oh, yeah, that's the other thing happening at this dinner. Everyone's laughing at Gretchen when they ask, like, where Slade is. And she's like, he's with his boys tonight. And
yeah, it's like, no, he's not.
No, he's not. Yeah, so I don't know why the Bugs Bunny voice. But, yeah, Alexis is, like, sobbing in the bathroom the whole time. And, like, everyone's getting up from this table at this point. Tamara's trying to listen in on the conversation, so then Peggy ends up getting up because there's nobody left at the dinner table except all of the, like, house husbands and the two gays that Gretchen and Alexis brought because their, like, respective spouses didn't want to show up and get, you know, blasted on national TV this one time. But yeah, I mean, I did think it was funny when Peggy was, like, yelling at Alexis, like, didn't feel bad for her at all. It's like, you can either get your shit together and come back to the table, or you should just leave.
Yeah.
She
needs that strong, authoritative, you know, voice. She needs that Kevin
Wade energy.
Yeah,
and then she does come back to the table.
Yeah.
She does come back to the table, and then Tamara's like, smile, sweetie. You look better when you smile. And then Alexis is like, okay.
Ah!
And she really did need that energy, like, okay.
She needs coaching. She needs, like, you know.
She needs
that's
coaching.
Really what Jim is
coaching.
More like for her. It's like, he's not really like a, I'm in short, you know.
He's
they're
like
both,
a, he's like,
he's like a
Bobby Knight, you know.
Yes, Bobby Knight, where he's like, hook him up. Hook up the tits a little higher for the Lord.
Yeah, yeah. I was little... throw, like, chairs. He doesn't throw chairs. But, you know, he's just sort of an aggressive type of person.
Fellow.
But, you know, he's a good Christian man who, remember that vacation they go on this season? They go to, like, a resort with their family. Mm-hmm. And they have, like, a little, I guess they rented kind of, like, a house on this resort. And Jim's, like, yelling at the people at the hotel, like, remove this desk and this chair. We won't be needing them. And so they're, like, literally, like, moving
having
furniture
to hold it, yeah,
for, like, two nights. Yeah.
Also, it's like, what a self-own to be like, oh, we won't, I won't be working here. I don't
have
a job.
A desk and a chair, okay?
In fact, take my laptop,
yes,
servants.
Yeah, and they're like, what? It's dusty.
Yeah, Alexis is, like, starting to, you know, like a good,
she's starting to wean off of
girl.
Jim
she's starting
Pitt.
To go out on her own and be the money cow. And she's starting her dress line, and she models
Alexis
dresses.
Alexis Couture.
Alexis Couture. She's very, like, pouty and open mouthed.
Yeah, and they're like, don't do that, like, when she's getting pictures taken. For,
yeah.
Like, they're like,
just
don't
normal.
Do that. She's like, I'm a natural. They're like, no.
She's shocked.
Yeah, every
at the couture.
Everything she's doing is like that painting, like the Scream.
The Scream.
High art, bitch.
High art. And then, yeah, just to circle back to Gretchen and Slade real quick. They're also doing some really haunting. Gretchen's also doing some really haunting body shaming. The term Tabba Wabba will stick with me until the end of days.
Gretchen's also giving some shades of Bobby Knight by being really mean to Slade. It's the only time I ever was like, I kind of feel bad for this guy. You know, I guess she's upset also kind of a little bit about the child support and him not
but
having.
But she won't bring it up on camera because she does a little bit. This guy. Yeah,
but
a little
she's
bit.
Mostly just like stand in the middle of the living room and I want to weigh you on the scale. Like you can't. And she's like, you can't reach above like 215 pounds. It's disgusting. Like you're a tubba wubba. And it goes on all season where she's like shitting all over his weight. I was like,
it's exactly the same as like Joe and Slade, where it's like he makes a deal with these women where he's like, I'll protect you on camera. I'll be the one to do scenes with you. So you don't have to be just with these other women being mean to you in scenes. But you like need to make me look good. And then of course they get frustrated because they know deep down they're the reason he's on camera and he needs them and he'll still. And so then they do things to humiliate him. Yeah. And it's kind of what he likes. You know, it's
I think he gets off on it.
I love it. Yeah. I think he likes that's his dream.
He likes like schlepping around Gretchen Christine purses. Oh my God. That scene. Okay, there's a scene where I know we're not really supposed to talk about Gretchen and Slade. Ugh. But there's a scene where she does like a local TV talk show in San Antonio, where I was born. I was born on the Riverwalk. I was born on the Riverwalk. Yeah,
water
one of
baby.
Those little boats. No, so she does like a local TV show to promote her makeup and handbag line, and Slade gets everything prepped and like ready for like the news station, and they're making fun of him, the newscaster. Do you remember the anchor? She's like,
yeah.
Gretchen's like, he's gotten so good with the makeup and the handbags. Like he's like such a professional. And then the anchor's like, don't tell people that.
Ha ha, gay. The 2000s.
He's gay. He's so gay.
You fool. Yeah. You gay fool.
And then they just, there's high drinks and Slade's sad about his weight. Mm-hmm. Gretchen also kind of shitty about the dogs being overweight. She's like, everyone in my life is fat.
Yeah, she's clearly frustrated that like, it's like she and Tamara were past all of the Jeff stuff and now she's mad about it again. She's clearly upset that Slade is like kind of making a fool of her. And like he said that he would get it under control. Oh. And then and also, yeah, he's too inflamed from his lectin and his diet. So I think this is the way she's exerting control. Not to excuse it. I did not like watching it, but I do think that is psychologically what's happening. The same way Vicky is exerting control over not wanting to fuck her husband anymore by keeping, you know, staying at the office till 2 a.m. and flogging her employees. Our girls are going through it.
They are going through it. Also, Alexis and Jim are actually broke and it's the cracks are starting to form.
Yeah. Yeah. Lots of good groundwork for the second half of the season.
Yes. Yeah. They find out like, you know, it's been in the press that like Jim and Alexis owe money on their house and he hasn't been paying. So they do like a loan reconstruction. Essentially what it means is like you need to start paying on your house. Like they haven't been paying their mortgage, but you know, and no one can tell you what Jim does for a living. I can tell you what he does now. And I did tell you.
Yeah.
We'll talk Jimmy about it.
Oh yeah, this is an important revelation, I think, for the students. We do need to talk about it. So this is actually I think a good note to end on too, because it's like, oh, this is kind of the origin story of Lexi. That like this is the first time that, you know, people started pointing out on camera her husband sucks, they don't have any money, and that's kind of what molded her into the litigious young woman we know today. What molded her into Lexi J, if you will. Which let's cut to, you know, 12 years later. We got 10 years later. We've got Jim Bellino, actually, who was molded by the same fire as Alexis. And so not surprising that his restaurant.
He's an entrepreneur. He has a restaurant in San Clemente, California.
Recently changed their name to none other.
Jimmy B's.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun.
Wow.
Spooky.
I know.
And they hosted Alexis is like the premiere of the OC at the restaurant, and Alexis was there. She was like the guest bartender or something.
Yeah. So something tells me those two They're holding a candle, the torch.
Yeah.
They are definitely, things are still in Lexi's life, I think, even though they're also according to, here's Johnny now. They're still according to Jim, too.
They're still according to Jim. Yeah, Alexis still doesn't know how to do things without Jim.
Yeah, and he's the one who has all the great lawsuit ideas.
But it is so crazy that he changed the name of the restaurant to Johnny D's, like in like May.
Yeah.
Or maybe it was like last October, but like she had just started dating, Here's Johnny.
Here's Johnny. Why did they all rebrand the same?
He never went by.
Are they a thruple?
I don't know, but he never went by Jimmy on the show.
Never, never once.
Jimmy J, Jimmy B.
No. There's, wow. We need to do a deep dive on this.
Wow, Bethany. Wow. I'm sure that Jimmy B would do our show. I don't know if Jim Bellino would do our show, but Jimmy B is down for the show.
Yeah, yeah.
Jimmy B will spill the tea. That's a Jimmy B guarantee.
Please don't sue us, Jimmy B.
Oh, God, I know. Please.
Okay, so what grade would you give the first half of this season, Michelle?
I really like this season. I have to say, there's some really iconic stuff happening. Tamara's tits. Vicky being so mad that her husband is funny and loves her and wants to spend time with her. She's threatening divorce.
Yeah.
I really do like Peggy. Like, she's such an upgrade from Lynn, even though we see Lynn for 2 seconds going like...
Is my face falling off?
And yeah, I do like Gretchen a little bit, like shaming Slade.
Yeah, it's a little cathartic.
Actually, I don't really like that. No, I don't like that.
I like the body shame, but I like her talking back to him.
Actually did like the scene with Slade's mom being like, "What do you have money without like Gretchen, like promoting Gretchen?" He's like, "I do," and then she's like, "What is it?" And then he never says.
I love that Slade's mom always calls him a piece of shit on camera.
Yeah,
like it's.
She's like, why are you a piece of shit? Also, like, why do Gretchen's parents hate you so much? Is it because you don't have any money of your own?
Yeah.
Is it because you don't pay for child support? You don't have anything outside of Gretchen?
But I also blame Gretchen for bringing them into it. She's just, that's what pisses me off about Gretchen. She's too scared to do a scene with Tamara or Vicky. So she's like, she's pulling out friends all season. She's pulling out her parents. It's like, girl, get to a dinner, okay? I don't care.
Yeah, get to a dinner. That's the thing. That's always been Gretchen's downfall. It wasn't actually Slade. Mm-hmm. It was the fact that she never connected with any of the cast.
Yeah,
she always had fake storylines. Like, I'm going to redo my mom's dress for the wedding dress. Like, fuck you.
Yeah. Like, they're the ones who hate Slade. They're the reason we can't be together. It's not that then the state of California would take any income I'm paying him secretly as my employee. It's like such a house of cards. It's too fake even for this time in reality.
I can't.
And we all saw right through it. Yeah.
I give the first half a solid B.
I will give it a B too. Yeah. It's like, it's fun. It's all washed over me.
I like Tamara and Vicky together. I always think it's better TV when they're getting along. I think Tamara's really funny this season.
Yeah.
Yeah, I liked it.
Yeah, it's overall good.
Yeah.
So some themes of this season would be, I really like keeping up with the Joneses. Or keeping up with the Bellinos, the Dunkelmans. It's keeping up with, everyone's trying to keep up appearances and everything's kind of, you know,
crumbling,
not in like the dramatic way we saw with the curtains, but like little holes are being poked in people's storylines and the images they're presenting of themselves. So that's going to be the end of our lesson plan. Stay tuned.
These girls are having a break.
We have a very special guest who I had the pleasure of meeting when I was in New York last year. Actually, that wasn't last year. That was in April.
It feels like last
year. Yeah, it feels like a million years ago. She's an incredible advocate. She wrote an amazing book called My Sister Lila Lee about her two daughters. One of her daughters is on the autism spectrum, which is how I found Morgan. I've talked a lot about my daughter, Ruby, who's also on the autism spectrum. It's a beautiful book. Morgan's book is about her other daughter, written about her sister from her point of view. Check that out. But besides being a wonderful mother, advocate, wife, sister, probably cousin, daughter. Above all of these things, the reason we're having Morgan on, she likes reality TV.
Mm-hmm. Number one.
That's the number one quality we look for in a person. Welcome, mm-hmm. Morgan.
It's the most important of the multi-hyphenate, really.
Yes.
Yes.
You wear a lot of hats. You wear a lot of hats. Mm-hmm. This is, full disclosure, the second time we're trying to record this, so I hope this one makes it out.
It'll be great.
It'll be great. Perfect. We're going to get there.
I'm blessing this space.
Yeah.
Saging.
Saging. Yeah. Well, thanks so much for coming.
Yeah, I'm so excited.
Yeah. So first, let's get in a little into your book, My Sister Lila Lee, because it's so meaningful to Michelle.
Yeah.
So what inspired you to decide you were going to write a children's book for...
I've always wanted to write a children's book. That's kind of like... been a dream of mine forever. I've had like a couple on like the back burner that I wrote years ago, but when this situation happened, I really saw there was an opportunity to fill a gap that we needed. When my daughter was diagnosed, she was just 3, and my older daughter was 7, and she was really struggling to understand what was going on. She would ask questions like, when's Lila going to be a real sister? When's she going to talk to me? When's she going to play with me? I know. And it just broke my heart, and I really didn't know how to explain it. I mean, I didn't really know what was going on, so I certainly didn't know how to explain it to a 7-year-old. And so I asked our psychologist, like, are there any books you can recommend? And there really weren't any, and there weren't a lot out there that kind of checked all the boxes for us. I really wanted something where it depicted girls on the spectrum, that talked about sisters, and that was age appropriate. So I just saw it as just kind of a sign that I needed to do it myself, and it was an amazing opportunity, and it was super cathartic for me, for sure. And I was able to connect with a wonderful illustrator who lives here in Charleston, and she's actually going to be on the season finale of Southern Charm next year. She's kind of like in that crowd. And she's amazing.
Wow.
So, yeah, I can tell you all about that. But so
is she a heavy drinker? No.
I mean, no more than me. But no, she's amazing. So she worked on this project with me for a while, and it was a really great way to kind of explain it to my older daughter and then to other kids out there. And it's been really wonderful to see how it started a conversation at a young age about what autism was, because I was learning at 38 what autism was, and it's I think a lot less scarier if you learn about it when you're 5.
Right. Yeah. My daughter was 2.5. Is that right? When she was diagnosed. But I felt like I knew for a while. She was really difficult to diagnose. We had to do multiple evaluations because she was doing so many things that they were like, this is not something that is consistent with autism spectrum. Right. You know, she does pretend play and she has words. You know, she's like, okay. Do you feel like girls don't get the same recognition in terms of like the way that they get diagnosed, or they just have a different presentation than boys do with autism?
Yeah. So, we were told 3 times by our pediatrician that Lila was fine and that like I was being, you know, overly cautious. It was probably because she was a COVID baby.
Right.
And,
yeah.
She's just a little delayed. All right. She was like, my doctor, who is no longer our doctor, was like, I'll write the referral for you for a developmental ped, but you probably won't need it. And by the way, it takes 18 months to see one anyway.
Yeah.
So I fought really hard and just had to really trust my gut, on it. And we got her privately diagnosed right at her 3rd birthday.
Right.
Her biggest hurdle really was, and still remains to be, her speech and communication. Like, she's verbal, but she doesn't communicate verbally. It's not her preference at all. Mm-hmm. We just actually got her a ACC device. So we're navigating that territory, which is brand new. But I do think that girls are underrepresented and kind of overlooked a little bit. I think there's still a tendency to kind of say, oh, they're shy or just a little behind. So, which is one of the reasons why I've also simultaneously started a nonprofit here. So that's called Her Voice, and it's really geared towards helping get those early interventions and advocate for our girls on spectrum and help support the families as well.
Right. So. Yeah. Wow. I mean, because it really is, that's incredible. It really is not just, you know, something that impacts like your child, right? Like it's everybody who's going to be involved with your child's life and, you know, what that's going to look like in terms of like how they're going to communicate, you know. And that's still Ruby's biggest issue too, is language and communicating. Like she does now say sentences and she can say like, I want blah, blah, blah. She started doing yes or no questions recently. And that's been really exciting. But it is hard if we ask her, you know, like, what do you want for your birthday? She's never going to say, I mean, not never, but she doesn't do it now. Yeah. And like, you know, what do you, you know, we've just, you know, are you excited for Christmas? Things like that. Yeah. Like she's not going to like respond. And sometimes it feels like, you know, it's really hard sometimes when you see other kids doing it, but I almost feel like it's, I'm so used to it, but like, you know, with like her grandparents or, you know, it's, I think it's especially because she's only their only grandchild. Sometimes it's just like, you know, I wish that I could like have that like big exciting Christmas day with them or like how exciting birthdays can be. And
I know it's so frustrating when they ask like, what does she want for Christmas?
And I'm like, I don't know. She wants to still play on her iPad all of the time. Yeah, know. You know, like she still wants to just watch Bluey all of the time.
Yeah.
She wants to script. She does a lot of scripting.
Yeah. I've said for some time now that autism really, I think, is a family diagnosis.
Yeah.
And we're an autism family for sure. And in a lot of ways, I look to Maddie, who's our older daughter, because she knows nothing else. So it's like, it's so normal to her.
It's all she knows, right?
Yeah. All she knows. And she does it and moves through it with such grace. I literally, like, I'll be losing my mind. And she's like, but mom, like, this is, you know, this is how she's expressing herself. And she explains it so, like, lovely to me. But it is hard with the extended family that's not seeing it every day.
Yeah.
But I would say that, like, I saw you getting a little like teary-eyed when you were saying that she's answering questions, yes or no. Like no one understands that high.
It's like, the biggest thing.
The highs are high. Like but the highs are so high. I mean the lows are low. But like the once you learn towards it, the lows are really low.
The lows are really low.
It's like not diminish that. But I mean we work so hard and it's like I remember one day Lila was to your point. It was a yes or no question. And I'm like, you don't understand.
Yeah.
This is like her graduating from college. This
no,
is
incredible. It's the biggest thing. And then when she started doing it consistently, it's like, oh, like it just, you know, but then a part of me is like, is she going to regress and like lose that? And that's hard too, but
a little bit. Sometimes that happens, but you just have to remember where we've come from.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Like a year ago, my daughter was not even really like responding to her name and things like that. So it is like, you just every milestone that they reach is like the biggest deal. And it's so exciting. And the biggest lesson I've learned is just parenting a child who is autistic is just really having to advocate for her until she can and hopefully do it for herself one day and just try so hard to not compare like with other kids.
Because it's across the board, we try.
Hard. It's so
That's the thief of joy.
Hard.
Yeah.
But it's worth it, right? Like the joy that she brings into my life and what Lila brings into your life and your family's life. I mean, it's incredible. And she inspired this beautiful book that I loved so much. I was like, we're going to go to Connecticut so I can be
more. It's amazing.
I had never been to Connecticut. I felt so fancy. I was like, I'm taking a train from Grand Central Station to Connecticut. No big deal.
That's where Luann's from, you know?
Yep.
Yeah. Speaking of Luann, let's talk about reality TV.
She's supposed to be here and coming here in Charleston. And I just feel like
it's so worth it.
Oh my God. We could tell you about when we saw her in Dallas. She wasn't sober.
Penny. No, she
and
was.
She got lost.
She went missing from the concert for like 2 hours.
Is she sober currently or what?
She wasn't then at all.
I have questions.
We had many. We didn't stick around. We didn't pay for the Q&A portion, but we did get – Lauren and I went to the concert. We got Peel and Eat Shrimp at Hooters before the show. And then Lauren was like walking like where the venue is and some
– Her assistant security guards were like, "Where have you seen Luann? Where's Luann? She went for a cigarette and she disappeared.
Oh,
But somehow we found her. They found, found her before the show. We found her on stage.
We found her on stage.
Drinking out of a drink about this big.
A glittery, huge cup. And just her voice was like she had smoked 9,000 cigarettes.
It was magical.
It was like, so much fun, though.
I highly recommend. It was like Bravo in concert. They captured the humor, the camp.
The darkness. The,
yes. Yeah. I can't recommend it enough.
Yeah, the substance abuse issues.
I love it.
The glam.
Hopefully she won't go missing and will show up in Charleston.
Yeah, she'll,
Charleston's a dangerous place.
I know. Yeah. That,
but we'll see.
Well, that's another thing. Probably all the Bravo celebrities will show up. They all the Real Housewives of Dallas came. So probably Shep will be there. Wow. Craig. Yeah.
So, like, I also saw that Giggly Squad is going to be doing a live show here, but the tickets are crazy expensive. Must be because of that Netflix.
Oh God, what's her name? I already forgot her name. She was on Summer House, but she's like huge on TikTok now. What was her? You don't even like her, Lauren.
Hannah Burner.
Yeah. I was like, it's not Heather. Yeah, Hannah.
Yeah. Are you a giggler?
Are you a giggler? Girl? Do you giggle?
A loller.
I have never listened to their podcast before, but
and we will be keeping like this clip in this podcast.
I do feel like I am a fan of Paige's, though. So
yes, we love Paige. Yeah, we love Paige.
When people don't like Paige, I'm like,
why? You don't like really funny, beautiful people being mean to other people.
I just really relate to her aversion to moving here because of her predisposition to wearing black, which is like I wear black here like year round and definitely stick out like a sore thumb. So
really,
wow,
I respect her commitment to
the blackness,
to that lifestyle.
Not wanting to like leave New York City.
Yeah,
he can move here. Yeah, that's what she says. Like he can move here.
Do they own a rental property there now? Isn't that right?
It doesn't. Craig owns a house in Charleston, but
Craig lives in he lives in. As far as I know, he lives in Mount Pleasant, which is where I live, which is just outside of downtown. I don't know. I'm sure he owns a rental as well.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you downtown.
Yes, let's talk about Craig's, what we think his like other revenue streams could be. Does he have rental properties?
I have like really, like I don't typically do this, but I have messaged him now from two accounts because he mentioned, and he hasn't opened either of them, because he mentioned that for his podcast on Sundays, he does like a coffee chat and he highlights nonprofits. So I'm like, I'm going to message him. Like my husband and I have met him at our country club before, like in passing. So I'm just like, if he sees this, I know
The country club and be like, I have a nonprofit, Craig.
Like, walk around the neighborhood and see if
open my Instagram
down south.
Yes, put down the needle, Craig. Let's talk about something real for a second.
He's gonna like open them both at the same time. Like this girl's crazy. So.
It's gonna happen. It's gonna
happen. Do you watch Southern Charm? I haven't watched it in a really long time. I haven't watched it since I think Thomas was still on the show. So really crazy times.
I do watch it. I watched it last season. The cast is not doing it for me. I think there's nothing with those OGs. My husband, when we first moved here, was stopped on the street because they thought he looked like. They thought he was T-Rav.
Oh, no.
And I still to this day can't tell if he's like wildly offended or thinks it's amazing. I'm like,
probably both.
Like him. Like he's tall and I guess kind of has like a long face, but definitely not T-Rav. Like those original cast members, though.
Wow, they were so insane.
I haven't seen, I saw Catherine was arrested the last I looked for. Poor thing.
I worry for her.
It's a dark show.
They've gone like those
kind of made it. Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of dark, but we still love Craig and we need him to open up your DMs. Craig?
Open up my DMs, please. It's for the children.
It's for the children.
It's like he endorsed that spritz. So he should endorse your nonprofit.
He totally would. But we always, justice for Craig, he's really getting what he deserves.
He's doing great. He's the one, I think from like the original cast of Southern Charm, he's probably doing the best, I feel like.
That's fair. Yeah.
Yeah.
If you look at where he came from.
Yeah.
when he was wasn't like, rich, right?
Like, he was, no, he was a Yankee from Delaware.
Yeah.
That's what they said on the show. They were like, Whitney was like, Craig doesn't know any better to not wear this shirt to a golf course. He's a Yankee from Delaware.
That has to work.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah.
What are you currently watching and liking in terms of reality TV?
Speaking of like going back to our history,
I
started the whole franchise of OC again. That's kind of
we're rehabbing that right now.
Yeah. So I recently, like, I'm up to date and I'm not really like a below deck person. I know that I probably could be. I just like don't have.
Yeah. I've never seen that either. Yeah.
It's a lot to undertake.
Yeah.
It's a lot of like,
exactly.
So, it's a lot of boats.
So I caught up for this a couple weeks ago for Orange County and I was like, I need to go back to the beginning. I need to see where these people. How far we've come.
Yeah.
It's like nothing really hits like watching vintage Vicky.
It's just so good. Oh my God. Yeah.
The family van of it all.
The family van.
Changed TV forever. The family van.
I wanted to be in that room when like Andy saw that and was like, this is,
oh my God, we have a star on it. She will always be famous. She's done some very questionable things. But she's always put it on TV, and I appreciate that about
her. She's real.
She keeps it real unless it's fake cancer.
Yeah, other than that, she's
I mean,
so
none
real.
Of these people are so great real. Humans. I mean, I don't
know. So, like, what are you thinking of OC this season?
I think that Shannon deserves some sort of
Oscar
award, Oscar something. I mean, the fact that she's still showing up to record these is
it's just getting like you know tortured like this is I was like is this the OC or is this Guantanamo I mean, for Shannon like everywhere she turns like her. Alexis like, is like I have bank statements I have recordings like I'm talking to your ex like it's like I'm at your gym
it's crazy this video I'm like I don't have we haven't released it right
the yet? One where she runs over the daughter or the
different yeah
Allegedly
on it.
I'm always also very skeptical of people that are like something terrible happened, but I can't tell you what it is.
Yeah, but I'll talk about it. Yeah, because it ends up being like the talking about it seems like it's way worse than it probably is. And you know, I think Alexis or what is she going by now? Lexi and Johnny J. Is really vying to get her orange back. So she's really doing the most.
Yeah. The running over thing, it's like if Jason
the running
Sudeikis,
over the daughter thing.
If Jason Sudeikis wasn't canceled for like throwing his body in front of Olivia Wilde's car, then it's like, are we
over a salad
point,
dressing?
At this point, are we going to cancel Shannon? Come on, guys. I mean, you know.
I think people were most upset about the dog.
The dog is so much worse. We were saying we know the dog.
I am worried. I hope Archie's okay. I think about him all the time. Like, you know, driving drunk is not funny. And like, we would never condone it. And
no,
Shannon was like way wrong for that. And, you know, crashing into a car. But the way that she tried hiding it is kind of funny to me.
It's so funny.
Where she was like, it's 3 a.m. She's very drunk. Her house is inside of another – or, like, her car's inside of somebody's house. Mm-hmm. And the cops show up and she's just, like, pretending to walk Archie. Yeah. And they're like, whose car is that in that house? Do you know what's happening? And she's like, sorry, officers. I'm just walking my dog.
It's like Pink Panther shit.
Yeah,
it's
and they're so like, silly. This car's registered to you.
I also had a moment the other day and was just driving in my car and I was thinking about the hot salmon that she used to sell.
Oh my God, with all the cream cheese on inside of it or like it exploded and you put – is there anything more monstrous than like a fish you put in your
in
microwave?
Your microwave? No, I just want to know – who ate those and if they're okay.
And why it was on QVC.
And how it was 200 calories. Like, that's insane.
And why was it exploding? Like, it was exploding with cream cheese.
Volcano.
You know, but, you know,
David left her
in a lurch and she had to make money and support these gals, those little girls of her.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
And that band they were in and they're going to Paris.
Dreamcatcher.
The band.
I also really enjoy Tamara's approach to friendships.
Yes.
And concern.
Yeah, may we always have Tamara to watch on screen. May none of us ever have a friend like Tamara.
Oh my god.
Seriously. Like, she's I can't believe about you, Shannon.
Oh my god. Yeah. She's just
because of friendship.
As yeah. your friend.
But yeah.
Have you seen the mid-season trailer for no. the rest of it? Oh my gosh.
We just watched it.
So it looks like Tamara is going to switch her targets and like okay. kind of lay off Shannon and go right after Ryan again for his like, he apparently like is like being sued or no, might be going to jail, investigated by the FBI.
FBI, yeah.
So she's imagine like, that's how that's going to end. Yeah, I don't even know like, what it's, what's happening.
Yeah, she's wearing a hat that says FBI while talking to Jen.
Oh my God.
I know. I'm like,
didn't someone for Potomac do that?
Oh, was that okay? No, I think when Giselle, okay, that was so iconic. Karen's incredible. Press conference, and like, yeah. I was like, is this like the custodian's like closet at yeah. this restaurant? Like, she said it was like her press conference, and she was gonna address the grand dame was gonna address everybody about like her husband's tax stuff, but it was just the cast sitting right. at a table with her like assistant Matt, and yeah, Giselle was wearing that shirt that had like. Free Uncle Ben or something like that, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Or Free yeah. Right, yeah.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Yeah. Ugh. It was them. They have the best shenanigans.
They like, do. They,
it's a full sketch show.
I think that's really an underrated.
Yeah, yes. Like the mime. Do you remember that episode of Potomac where the mime shows yes. up and Karen's really trying to get her moment in with Giselle where she's like, I want to have an on-camera fight with you and tell you why I hate you right now. But this mime keeps like ruining her shot. Yeah, and she doesn't even realize that the mime is behind her. And then, you know, Giselle's like, it's a clown. And she's like, you're the only clown I see yeah. here, Giselle.
And the mime is
like, no, she's like, no, there's the clown. That's the clown.
I love it.
Yeah.
So good.
Do you watch Salt Lake City?
Yeah, I do. Mm.
Yeah, I still haven't even seen the trailer for the new season. I'm boycotting or something.
Boycotting?
Monica's gone.
I am sad. Yeah. How do you feel about Monica?
I think that was wrong. That she gave us so much, and honestly, give her another season.
I know. She did so much. She made it like so popular. I mean, the show was already really good.
Yeah. But
then it was like, just let her have another chance. I know none of the other women want to film with her, but that's not the first time that's ever happened on Housewives. Like,
I think that's the point.
Teresa's been sequestered on her own for like 20 seasons now on Jersey.
Did you watch the finale? Did you watch that season?
I haven't watched the last season of Jersey. I tried, but I can't stand a lot of those people anymore. Like, I am exhausted by the Teresa and Melissa. Like, it's been going on for so long at this point that I just can't do it anymore. And I love Teresa. She's given us so many moments, but it is exhausting. I really dislike Louis a lot. So I can't really watch him be weird and his face not move on TV. It's upsetting.
You guys don't relate to him, though, that he does take really good care of his son with autism.
He does, I think.
I want to think that he's just an idiot.
Yeah, yeah, so he has a son who's autistic.
And they mostly keep like, him very off close. Camera, like instead of being like, "Look how great we are," you know. They're like, you know, they like it seems like Louis protects him and like takes really good care of him.
Well,
so that kind of softens.
But we don't reward good people on those shows, so
no.
That's true. You know what it's about.
Well, because also Jacqueline on Jersey, she has a son Nicholas, and she would talk a lot about his autism. I actually remember a scene on that show where everyone's talking about like their kids and like, oh, you know, Melania's saying this new word, and everyone's talking about like, oh my God, my kid, I won't shut up and that sort of thing. And I hate those conversations, but I've totally like now thinking about that scene, Jacqueline just excuses herself and cries. And I'm like, I've like done that before. Like it's really 100%. Hard.
I was going to say that same scene. I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Her heart. But I think she's been a really great
advocate. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's been really great. I'm trying to think if there's any other
children
on Bravo.
We talked about like Jax's son hasn't been like diagnosed.
Yeah.
He has a developmental delays.
Yeah.
But that was kind of powerful for I don't know, me to see on TV. It was like seeing like Jax like an actual human
being,
right? And also just to see like, you know, their son getting, you know, speech therapy on camera. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I'd really seen that before, like a child with a delay, and you see like the therapist working with them. And I think it really humanized Jax and normalized, like, even if you don't have a child who is autistic, like speech delays are pretty common. And mm-hmm. so you just like have to, yeah. it normalizes it. And then he kind of fucked it all up and blamed vaccines. But, yeah. you and know,
Jax.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jax. He
Jaxed
it.
He Jaxed it.
A girl, I think it was on, I can't remember, Beverly Hills, maybe. Who was the one that's married?
Oh, I think she was on OC.
The Billboard attorney.
Noella. Noella.
Yeah, yes, I love
she
Noella.
Had, yeah, she had.
Son, I think is.
She was yes. somebody that I also thought should have had another season. Like, that was the season where nobody was doing anything but her. And yes, was she just falling down drunk? Yes. Yeah. But it was something.
Hey, she gave a lot of loud whisper yelling monologues.
And what was the thing that she got her husband, the stacked vagina picture? Do you remember that?
Stack of vaginas.
Yeah, I think she sells sex toys now, last I saw of her.
But, an entrepreneur.
And yeah.
An also an advocate.
Yes, I love it.
Yes, I love it. A sexy advocate.
Yeah. Apparently, the rumor is Heather Dubrow said she wouldn't come back unless Noella left. And that's why everyone's scared of Heather now on the show. And they're all like, Heather,
oh my God. I hate when like housewives like threaten to like, I'm not going to come back if this person comes back. I would just be like, fine, don't come back.
Yeah.
And then Heather did not come back for a while, but.
Yep. They didn't negotiate with her the first time.
I know.
I think the last time we did this, your, what do you call it? What's your thing at the end? Your thesis.
Oral exam.
Oral exam was about stealing Kim's goddamn house.
Kyle did steal her goddamn house.
Now, I mean.
Oh, now because she's getting a divorce. Kyle Richards.
And I think that he might have stolen her goddamn house.
And also Mauricio's being sued or something for a few mil, but he's got a new girlfriend.
His show was canceled.
Yeah, his show got canceled. And then maybe Kyle's possibly a lesbian. I'm not sure. Here's the thing. All of these things are happening in her life, which would be like kind of interesting to watch on TV. And I bet we get none of it on the new season of Beverly Hills. It's always just been, she's never done anything for me, Kyle. She's always needed her sisters to make her seem interesting.
Yeah.
Like all of her really interesting scenes, like, are because of somebody else. Like, she's not the one doing it.
Yeah.
Except maybe when she called Kim an alcoholic, and that wasn't great. It was memorable, but.
Yes.
You know.
Have you been hanging in there with Beverly Hills, Morgan?
Yeah, I watch that most of them.
I'll watch Sutton scenes, and then I'll fast forward
to
everybody else and have no idea what's happening. Or why Sutton's crying.
Sutton's life, I can't get enough of it, honestly.
The vodka, the cups of vodka at like 9 a.m. or the weird chicken salad recipes.
The alimony.
She's like, I can tell you how to get money in a divorce, honey. And it's like.
I think about that alimony check weekly.
Well, how much? It was like crazy. It was like
$300,000 a month.
A month.
Yeah.
A month. And that was that's just the alimony. It's like she got like money. Properties and like different assets like that she got in the divorce. And like, I think he has to always like paper like the kids' health insurance or something and maybe hers too. I mean, she did really well.
He owns like a hedge fund, right?
I don't even know who this person is.
So it sounds like he either owns it or is incredibly senior at whatever fund that Gina's ex-husband worked at.
Gina? Matt?
So, but I don't think he did as well.
Oh my God. Morgan, you have so much more tea than us.
That is juicy.
I see, and
I'm glad you said that because I've forgotten that Gina used to have money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
So before she moved into the casita.
The casita.
Another reason that I went back to start from the beginning, the Housewives, is like the way that it's the way they cast that and like the whole narrative.
Yeah.
So crazy, different than what it is now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, you could even tell like the first season, they didn't really do taglines like they do now. They just kind of took clips from like the season, you know, and Vicky's like, I don't want to get old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's still exactly. a good tag.
Yeah. She still says things like that.
Didn't really like play off each other all too much. It was really based on each family. Mm-hmm, and right. then like they started to have them kind of like get together. And also crazy to look back at it and be like, and see just how like unfiltered and like the sons are of Gina Keo.
Yeah.
Are just full homophobes. And it's just
yes. yeah.
how did not bleeped out. How are we? How did Bravo?
I don't know how that, and then like we just covered the season of Lynn's daughters just like openly like ordering martinis and drinking yeah. underage and like crashing cars.
Yeah,
and,
putting the whole production at risk.
Yeah. I mean, like my jaw dropped. I was like, I need to turn this off. This is wild.
It's so crazy to think about, like the liability. Yeah. Well, and even like that first season, like you know how they always do, like the wives like wrap up for what you know post, like after everything's wrapped. Mm-hmm. Like we got all the kids' GPAs. Like, do you remember? Yeah. It was so weird. I mean, like, you know, Josh was like living with grandma. No. This kid, like their GPA was blah, blah, blah. Michael graduated mm-hmm. with this was his GPA. I was like, this is so weird.
And when, oh my gosh, so many moments. Like when Vicky got her daughter the car, but yeah. also she had to pay for it.
Yeah, and, she's like, it's yours, but you have to make monthly payments. And Brianna's like, what?
What?
Like, she's like, why did you lease me a Mercedes? Yeah.
That was wild.
Well, yeah, and that was a great season too because Vicky was like, you know, I want my kids to be with me, and the only way that I can do that now that they're older is to
give them money,
money, and spoil them, and you know, kind of blackmail them financially.
Yeah,
she's so they're with me,
but she's like very open about her narcissism. So it's mm-hmm. like I really respect it. Like we're not mm-hmm. hiding it at all.
She's a businesswoman. It's really funny. So my husband is a recruiter and he recruits for life insurance agencies, and like he's connected on LinkedIn with Vicky. Like I'm like, do you ever just like message her? Like I need you to message her. I want her to just do the podcast and I would just be like, look, like I won't ask you anything about housewives. You can just talk about why people need to be getting life insurance and promoting your business for like 20 minutes. I just don't care.
I just want to know if Sky Tops, like the tops that they all wore.
We have them. Lauren has them.
I have them.
We're supposed to be wearing them, but I still haven't gotten mine. We will soon. Put them in a museum. Take Archie Bunker's chair out of the Smithsonian and put those Sky Tops in there. The Sky Top. I need Aviva's leg in the Smithsonian. Oh, yeah. I need
I wonder if Andy
Tamara's
has one
breast implant. I know he has her breast implant. I know he has Tamara's breast implant.
But like, I mean, that's a good one. That's a good one.
Red up, baby.
Yeah.
Still available if you want to find them.
I need to go look.
Yeah.
Just when like Andy asks them in that first like reunion, like
was like, what's the deal?
What's the joke hold with this? Yeah. Oh, he used to be so shady in those reunions. Now he's like always gonna be so scared of getting sued, which he is getting sued left and right these days.
I'm really appalled by that lawsuit.
Which one? The Brandy.
What's the other one?
She was on New York. She was sober and then not sober. I cannot remember.
Leah McSweeney.
Yeah.
She was pressured to drink.
And then she said that she didn't get like the mental health support she needed when shooting, and that like she
that's fair. Maybe.
And then she said that she knows that like women who haven't done cocaine with Andy get like not great edits for future seasons.
That's such a bizarre thing to try to prove in a court of law, especially with how little power Andy has over edits now. Like, he's basically just on-air talent.
Yeah, he's like a figurehead.
Yeah. People just,
But Brandy's, I think we're it's a stretch.
Yes.
That, and then Caroline Manzo is still suing Bravo, I believe.
That one.
Did they ever air that?
I don't think that. And they never did. And they haven't aired or talked about a girl's trip since all of this happened.
Yeah. They're showing.
Watching Stassi.
What? Just the Vanderpump Villa. Yeah. I don't think I can't do her like I'm funny TV show unless her and Beau get divorced. Then I will watch. What about you?
They have really cute kids.
They do. And I really like really love her home. Like, yeah, for her.
Yeah, she's like very more. Like everything like is like Victorian and mm-hmm. like very old and yeah, like I really like her aesthetic at home. It's I do like that. But
I'm like imagining one of her birthday parties with all the cobwebs and skeletons.
She does that stuff. She does do that kind of thing at like Halloween and stuff. Like she's very into like decor and like she has like a 1920s house. I really like it. Where everyone moved to the valley and bought the same house. Like she moved to the hills and bought like a, you know, 1920s so like home. And then she immediately got fired from Bravo and lost all of her sponsorships and podcasts. And it was the great canceling of Stassi Schroeder.
She came back.
She came back with that book, Off With My Head.
Are you following Allie Luber's music career?
Not since the show. Catch us up.
I mean,
Morgan,
I don't know.
What you should be our third. You should be like, you could run this podcast.
I think I don't know which of them I follow. I hope it's James. I don't know why. I feel like that would be better. But I follow. I think it's
Allie.
James.
I forget that she has, had like, a one
pop song and slash video that has come out. And it's like a pop.
Is it called like
song.
Star Signs or something? I don't know what it's called, but I know she's like all into her like little astrology.
It should be. We should have a session with her too.
I have seen, I saw a random TikTok one time of her just doing like a Taylor Swift cover. And I was like, where do I know this person from?
When she was younger, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, I know her from TV. And like,
yeah.
But also I never even see her talk about like horoscopes on the show. She just talks about James drinking too much pot or something like that. I don't know what she does. I don't know what she's doing out there.
She like she deserves like all of the like clout she gets from dating James. Cause first of all, she has to put up with James. And second of all, the whole first season, she was like, I just love him and I like tarot. And then slowly the music ambitions and former reality TV like, shows.
Okay, this makes more
and the
sense.
Sponsored posts come in. Yeah.
Yeah. There's good edits of their home with the plane,
yeah.
That person needs a raise because that
was so funny.
Okay. Yeah, the Bravo editors.
That house is still like over $1 million.
I know.
Yeah, Burbank. Yeah. And that's so convenient to be right by Bob Hope. It's going to be so easy for you to fly in and out. There's no lines. Like they're the ones getting the last laugh.
Yeah.
Seriously, going to the airport sucks. Do you like Joe? I'm Vanderpump. Lauren and I disagree about this.
Oh, I love Joe.
I think that's the type of energy that show needs.
No, I agree.
That's what it birthed this show, was that type of insanity. And then she just posted a reel and like a TikTok the other day that was like 5 minutes long. And it was just like clips and like videos and pictures of her and Schwartz together. But
a
few days ago.
No,
It was yesterday. She did it just to be like, this is how much I'm over you.
Totally.
Yeah. That's
as one does.
Yeah. I need her on the show full time at hot dog stands.
The physical humor of it all and like the slapstick.
Yeah. She's a regular Lucille Ball.
Yeah. It was a lot for me. At first I was like really kind of like shitting on her. And then it just got sadder. I felt really bad for her. But I'm glad she's over it.
She's just got this reel to remember him by and TV.
Mm-hmm. I really think it's like, you know, they're starting to gear up for shooting again. And she's like, okay, this is how I'll get the invite. I'll post a reel of him. And then talk about like first the caption was like, I loved him so much. What we had, we might not have thought the same thing, but
she
it was
like five
love.
Times in an hour.
It's like, girl, this is not.
She kept changing.
Control.
Yeah.
Oh, she kept changing the caption.
Yeah, like she changed it like five times in like a 1 hour span or something.
Are you guys ones that noticed that, or did someone?
No,
else?
It was on the news. Oh, it was my news page six. It was on the news.
I love whoever.
I call the New York Post the news.
Yeah, I wish claim that sleuthdom, but yeah,
I mean, yeah
no, we're not. We're not that insane that we're like. Like refreshing Joe's Instagram feed every 20 minutes. But somebody at the New York Post is.
Exactly.
Or someone's just calling in the New York Post and being like, this happened. And they're like, we're going to put this in our in our newspaper.
The deep throat, like, check out Joe's Instagram and keep refreshing.
Exactly.
Do they know who's, like, going to be on? Have they announced who's on, what they're doing with that show?
No. Well, I do know that Lala and Sheena are on The Valley now.
Just friend of.
Okay.
That they're moving on over.
No, they're not.
I want Lala gone. Done.
Yeah.
That's a common refrain.
Yeah, just go take care of your kids.
I just felt really disrespected that they didn't have a reunion after.
The Valley was the best show on Bravo.
Go and watch that.
Every episode was like insane. And to not have a reunion was so fucked up. Especially like, you know, Jax and Brittany had been separated, but like were together during filming. So it's like, why don't you want to do a follow up where the relationship is right now? Like,
yeah.
The disrespect.
Couple that's getting divorced. I'm so bad with their names. What are their names?
Jesse and Michelle.
So I think when we talked last, we knew Michelle was having, we had ideas of who
she was. We thought it was Quentin Tarantino.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But then maybe Michael Bay, because it was somebody that Jax knew.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But did we know that he had dated Anna Nicole?
We found that out later. In his 20s, he was a male model and had a love affair with Anna Nicole, which makes me like him more, to be honest.
You know what?
To be honest.
I mean, RIP, Anna. I'm sorry she had to date a guy like Jesse, though. She didn't deserve that.
She could do better. Like that old millionaire.
Like an old billionaire. Old
man. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. An old billionaire.
He's not for me, that one.
Oh,
Jesse?
Yeah.
No. Or the old guy.
Yeah. I wouldn't hit it. No.
Probably not.
No, Jesse was such a sociopath. And just to be so open about it was like, oh my God. I think about that dinner scene where he has everyone over his Capri party. By the way, Morgan, you're like a classy lady. Cultured. You're part of a country club. You would know this better than Lauren and I, who have not been to Italy. I'm just assuming you've been to Italy. Is it Capri or is it Capri?
I actually don't.
What do they say at the country club?
At the country club, when we talk about that place, as we do daily, I think it's Capri. But
okay,
I say it Capri.
I say Capri. Capri. Yeah, he said Capri. But anyway, where, you know, that dinner where Kristen's like talking shit about Michelle, and then Jesse's like, shut up, and like banging his head, he's like, everybody shut up and let Michelle speak. And then she starts talking and he's like, shut the fuck up to Michelle.
He can't write this stuff.
No, where Jack seems like the normal person on the show, it's really bad.
It's not great.
I'm excited for the next season.
I'm so
excited. They're filming right now. He just got out of rehab or something, mental health facility.
Jax, yeah.
Mm-hmm. He was in there for a while, which makes me think it was actually maybe for real.
For real.
I mean, if it is, like, my apologies to this man, and I'm proud of you.
To this man.
But I will not be Jaxed again. I will always have my suspicions.
Remember when he thought he had breast cancer?
Oh, yeah. He's given us a lot.
The breast cancer, the nose jobs, the, just the constant cheating and lying all the time.
It's amazing.
How do you feel about like Lala and Sheena after last season? They had a very divisive performances.
Yeah, I mean, what did Sheena do last season? I can't even remember.
She tried defending Tom and just like tried making Ariana be like, it's time. Right. And like, you know, she has a lot of anxiety. It's ruining her life. But also she didn't get on Dancing with the Stars.
I think that's probably the bigger problem for her. Mm-hmm. The whole like not being able to leave her child was, it was a lot. I think the Valley is probably a better spot for her at this point.
Yeah.
I feel like I left that season really liking her husband. Is that sound right?
I've never told Michelle this, but I kind of see Brock's side because I think Sheena's mom is like, from things he said, is actually, even though she is helping them, I think it seems like she can be cruel to her, and that's what like upsets Brock. But Michelle feels just vehemently anti Brock.
You're anti Brock.
I want him deported. I want him gone. If we can deport also, Juicy Joe from Jersey, we can deport Brock.
I saw on Instagram some content that he had made with his daughter where they were like re-sodding their house or something. He's like these really cute videos. And honestly, I was sold. So, yeah, you know, maybe watch them or don't. If you want
to. I can't understand what he's saying.
Fair. Fair.
I need a translator.
Subtitles.
Oh, yeah. I do the subtitles, but they're in Australian when he talks. Like, yeah, it's like right. All like Marmite this and Vegemite that and koala this. And
today, shrimp on the Barbie.
Yeah, and these are shrimp on the Barbie. I'm like, what are you talking about? Are you watching your child? Also, like the thing with like, you know, naming his daughter like Summer Moon, and he had the other kids that he doesn't talk to, like Winter. That's Winter Solstice, or I don't know the middle name, but
yeah,
that seems right.
Oh, speaking of like online content, there was like one last question we wanted to talk to you about. So,
how do we get more followers on Instagram?
No, not about that. Oh. About like one of our favorite genres of online content is we love watching neurodivergent like children and their parents and like, you know, showing like activism and like teaching people and stuff. Do you like that's, I share an account with Michelle. So that's like pretty much all we watch on TikTok. Are there any accounts you really like for that?
Like just representation general? Like what, who do I like to follow? Mm-hmm. I love Peace, Love, and
Peace, Love, Autism. Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Love her. I think she's amazing. And her gear is just like, take all my money. Incredible. I also really like this woman named Saturday Story. Who else do I follow? You should know more than this. My friend Sarah, I'll have to like send you her. I don't know her last. I can't tell you pronounce her last name, but she's incredible. And she made a documentary about her son, who's a surfer now and has nonverbal autism. And their story is incredible. And like that, she has this documentary that I think is going to be streaming sometime soon. I know they made it a couple years ago, but her husband created a whole method of teaching children with autism how to swim. And it's like, that's a topic that's like super important to us because water safety is a huge thing with children on the spectrum. So it's really incredible what he does. He has kids come out to his pool in his house in the Hamptons and does this whole production where he teaches them to get familiar with water. And I'll send you all of that information. It's incredible. And she's really great because her main focus is really helping us moms like fill our cup so that we can do this work. So she's incredible. Trying to think what else. I don't know. I finally was able to watch Love on the Spectrum. It took me a really long time to pump myself up to do it. And I finally got to a point where I'm like, okay, this is going to be fine. And I of course like laughed and cried and did all the things in the first like 30 seconds, but I'm a huge fan and I follow all of those kind of people.
Yes.
All those cast. And the moms. I follow Abby's mom.
Hats by Abby.
Yeah, I love
She's doing so well.
Oh my gosh. I see so much of
Lila. I know. Oh my God. Abby, when she talks about like her favorite movie was growing up was The Little Mermaid because she related to it because she was like, I couldn't speak and I felt like Ariel and she wanted to talk and be with the people and I just wanted to talk and be with the people and they couldn't. And I'm just like, and by the way, have you seen like videos of her like singing and stuff? She really has great. Like, I mean, Allie, watch out.
Right. Okay. Yeah, I know.
Abby's coming for your throne.
Abby's coming. And she might just end up doing a song with DJ James Kennedy. And I would welcome that.
I would too.
Fingers crossed. The crossover event.
Oh my God. Imagine Abby doing like a cover of like Good as Gold. Come on. I want it.
Oh my gosh. Slim dunk. Yeah. I love her. And I love that whole franchise so much. So.
Yeah. Michelle, do you watch
Love on the Spectrum?
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen it yet. I want to. I mean, I follow like Abby and like her boyfriend on TikTok, but David. I haven't watched. Yeah, David. I haven't watched the show. Like I do. Abby's mom did a TikTok a while back where Abby and David went to like a friend's wedding, and it was really cute because they were like, they got to order chicken nuggets. Like they got them plates of like chicken nuggets and fries just for them because they weren't going to eat like the steak and fish. Oh, yeah. Cute. I was like, oh my God. It's like my kid. Although she does eat steak and fish, but mostly nuggets. So.
Well, I'm pretty sure that her husband, her boyfriend's loaded. That was also one of my takeaways because he took
David?
I think David comes from a very wealthy family.
So. Oh.
That makes sense
to you, Abby.
I thought it was production that was like flying them to Africa.
I don't know. He brought her Tiffany jewelry and, you know, she was in her very like early episodes was like, I want to go to Africa, but like, we can't afford it. My mom doesn't have the money. Like, we're poor. And she's like,
yes, like just saying it.
Yeah, that's like such an autistic thing to do.
Yeah,
like,
right?
And he's unfiltered.
Like, yeah, well, someday. And then he like next season takes her. I mean, I'm sure production had something to do with it, but
mm-hmm.
I think he's from the good side of
life.
Yeah. LA. Of LA.
Nice.
Yeah. A prince.
There's no planes going over his family home.
No.
It's a no fly zone.
No, exactly. Very quiet.
Yeah.
Well, of course, another important account that everyone should follow, Morgan, is your account. We're so thankful for you for coming on the podcast and spending some time with us again. And I just admire you so much for like the fact that like the resources you didn't have like while you were dealing with like your child being neurodivergent and a girl, like instead of getting frustrated, you actually created something to help other people, and I find that very moving, and I'm just so honored you could talk with us.
Thank you.
Your book has been so, I'm gonna cry. Your book has, it was like one of the first things, like I'd never seen anything like that, and it's still like in my daughter's room, and her school has a copy, and it's like, you know, when you have a child who is autistic, it's a you know, axis tilting diagnosis, and it affects so many things. And just, you know, to, you know, my daughter to be able to like read that book one day and see herself in that is, you know, that's really special. And you created something so beautiful. And just as a parent who is raising a child who is autistic, like, I really thank you for doing that. You handled it better than I did. I didn't create anything. I screamed and I cried and I drank. But,
well,
oh.
Change in their devices.
Oh, boy. Do you want to do oral exam?
I think we'll do it on the episode when we're together. I think she might just have to go because she's...
Did it lock her off?
Yeah, because it happened exactly at 12:30. So I'm wondering if it was like she is a computer.
But it still says she's in here.
Setting? Oh, no, it says.
All right.
Oh, her computer died.
Oh. Well, it's okay.
Yeah.
All right, but I have to get back to work. Well, yeah, I'll still upload. But...
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bye, kind of. When Tamara, it happens later this season because I was watching more, when Tamara's like, there's Gina, probably going to have a relapse of her mad cow disease.
Oh my God, yeah.
I don't love it. I don't love it.
No,
and then Jason was, he was watching it and he was like, Gina had mad cow disease. He's like, she's calling her fucking crazy and fat. He's like, you can relapse? And I was like, God damn it, Jason. And then
he's
like,
he's too pure for this world.
He laughed, and then he's like, Tamara's top tier. It's like, she is top tier.
No,
oh my God, yeah, he's had never seen that Eddie sex scene, and was like, it just, it's
so softcore.
He's like, it's not stopping. I was like, I know, there's a camera guy in there.
These girls are having a breakdown. Bravo, bravo.